Yeah. Bust a freestyle, Bree. Yeah.
I can't freestyle. Hey,
bust something.
Hey, we got Tariq in the building and he back from the UK where he got his head slayed.
Yeah. Hey.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you was coming in.
Go ahead. Come on, Layla. Come on, bust something. Yeah.
He looked like JJ from Good Times. What's happening? He looked like JJ from Good Times.
Yo, what's happening?
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's right. I got on that hat. I went to the UK. My shit look whack.
Hey.
That's right, but the rhymes are still fat. That nigga had those clippers going. Skip it, big rat. All right, what's up, y'all?
Lord.
Welcome to Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We're ready to chop up some good game as we always do. Let me introduce my lovely lady co-host over here with the white on, with the athleticism vibe. Looking like she just came back from running to Starbucks to get some coffee. We have Breesha. How are you, Bree?
I know, just butchered my shit. Hey guys, it's Bree, and I'm hot.
Yes, yes, and over here with the lovely bundles.
Okay.
Yes. Oh yes.
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 Over here looking very exotic with great. The T-Boz look.
Oh, the T-Boz.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Okay, T-Boz right now.
Yes, no, not T-Boz. Chili.
Oh yeah. Chili. My bad. I got the names fucked up.
Yeah,
Chili. Chili. My bad. I got the names fucked up. Chili. We have Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. It's hot as shit.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It is hot out here. We are hot out here in Los Scandalous. Yes, family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's see if the phone lines are working. They should be working pretty good today. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. Well, evidently they're not. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Motherfucker spoke too soon.
Sorry, that was funny. He's like,
I'm thinking the lines are going great.
Is it me?
And I'm like, it's going to be working fly. Everything is working
text
good.
Me talking about y'all can't rap.
man. But how's everybody in the chat room, man? Fuck everybody for laughing at me. Let's get that off the rip. Fuck all of you.
Right out the door.
Y'all were laughing at me and my hair. My hair got fucked up. I tried to share a moment with you, and niggas made a gang of memes.
I mean, that shit was funny, though.
Yeah.
My favorite was the Living Color one. Hated it.
Yeah, funny. Y'all funniest.
The funniest one to me was the Al Sharpton one. That was
yes!
funny.
Yeah,
that was
Lord!
Was
that was funny.
That was funny as shit.
Your head looks like, oh my God, it was humongous on his small body.
I know.
I didn't even know your head was that big,
Tariq. Yeah. It put you in a whole nother you in a whole nother tax bracket with that.
Hilarious. Y'all just going to dig it in.
I was thankful for my edges now.
Got to go ahead and put the cherry on top.
Yes. Yes. Well, they got me over there, man. They got me heavy. You can't get your hair cut in the UK unless it's by somebody who's known to be thorough. I just, people were saying, hey, you should have got your hair cut before you went over there. I did. I was traveling to multiple cities. So I just wanted to get a little, tune up while I got over there. But obviously that was the wrong decision.
My man skint your ass.
That nigga told me up. And act like he didn't know he fucked me up. That's the thing.
Seriously?
Yeah, he was like, this is a fed. That nigga, does fade mean different over here than where I'm from, nigga?
I thought he did something?
Nigga, because you gave me a fucked. Oh. You fucked me. Big time. He was confused. My
That's
God.
Terrible.
I knew he was going to be confused about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What was he? Was he African guy?
Yeah, it was an African dude. And it must be some shit where they let their cousins work at the shop so they can have a place of employment.
Oh, no.
Or something. There's no way that nigga had his license. Just no way in fuck this dude had a barber's license the way he did my damn hair.
Damn.
You dig? But it's all good. I'm going to be fine in a couple of days.
What if it was a joke? Maybe like, I'm going to cut Tariq's hair off.
I caught that
it's
nigga.
It's going to be funny.
I caught that nigga.
I am a nigga nerd. You make me mad. I don't know what it was, but that was a very angry haircut that nigga gave me.
That was an angry haircut.
My God.
I agree.
It was very passive aggressive.
Why don't you take it off just for 2 seconds. Take that hat off.
Hold on. I'll
show people. Show the people.
Hell no. I was about to, but I'm like, it makes some more memes on my ass. Fuck y'all. Fuck all of you. And fuck that one over there, too. Hell no. Like, Layla's trying to set me up. Wait, anyway, I'm like, I ain't about to get a million memes.
She did.
I know. Hell no.
She said.
I see niggas are cranking up the Photoshop as we speak. Hell no. You're trying to get me ridiculed.
Almost worked.
But shout out to everybody, man, who has been supporting the movie 1804, man. 1804 is killing the game. Who in the fuck is this BMW rolled up like he's about to...
I know, he did pill up.
Like he's about to deliver some food or some weed.
Who is that? Is he black?
I don't know. I'm trying to see who that is. Somebody pulled up.
Like they ain't mad or something.
I know, they pulled up like they with the shits. Do I need to go on the draw on their ass?
We with the shits too, though.
I'm with the shit too. We'll take off some of them bundles and strangle them. Weave is a weapon, nigga.
Hell yeah, you better know it.
No.
He's sitting in there, though.
Let's see what's going on. But anyway, man, we're here. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the number. Now, Layla.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, I'm putting you on first.
You're coming first.
Yes.
Because I wasn't so not ready.
Yes.
Because you knew where you weren't ready.
Don't get Layla. What is happening out here in the streets?
You know what? I hate to keep talking about this because we talked about it last week. It's about your boy, R. Kelly.
He's not my boy.
Oh, Lord.
She's like,
let's clear that up.
No. Okay, no. It's a girl. She's actually a DJ called DJ Kitty from Dallas. She's actually older. Well, when she met R. Kelly, she was 27, which in R. Kelly years is pretty old.
She was elderly. She was over the hill.
And she was just basically, she went into, she did an article for Rolling Stone and like went in full detail. So I'm really starting to believe this. At first I was kind of like, these girls just want money. And this shit is pretty real. Cause she basically went into detail saying she, long story short, she met him at a concert.
Yeah.
Of course. You know what I noticed though? He kind of preys on fans.
Fans and people that's trying to pursue a career in singing.
Yeah.
Right. She was kind of a heavy fan. And he invited her on tour. And then the tour, he was like, you know, you can come live with me. And, you know, he didn't really tell about the other girls yet. Do you know she has a kid? She left her kid to go move in with R. Kelly.
She played herself.
Who does that? Moved from Dallas to Chicago, moved in. But she said it was because she had to wear sweats. She had to wear, you know, always wear baggy clothes, ask to go to the bathroom, ask to do this, ask to do that. She always had to call him daddy.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
And she said he was whooping his ass.
Oh yeah. You heard about that? Yeah. Go ahead. No, yeah. She said that, you know, he slapped her a few times.
God damn.
You know, because she questioned him about, you know, the whole. Remember with that allegation he peed on the little young girl?
Right,
she kind of asked him, like, hey, is that true? And then he was like,
oh, she was around back in those days?
Yeah.
That was a long ass time.
And then she felt bad. She said she felt bad after she asked him about it because she really. I'm like, damn, you feel bad? But yeah, so
what the fuck does R. Kelly have going on over there, man?
Yeah, if you want to read the whole article, it's in Rolling Stone, and you know, I don't really, because sometimes I feel like women just, oh, they just want publicity, but I really honestly, I believe it. It's too many people.
Why do it seem like most men that are creative geniuses have that dark side? Like, what is that about?
It's something. It's something dark motivating them. Something happens to dudes as kids. I'm not trying to make no excuse by the way.
Right.
There's always something that motivates something dark that motivates them to be great, but that darkness is still lurking there that they never rectified.
Because it's understand? Like a level of control that they have to have, and you know?
Yeah. When people,
power.
But that's why people, you got to take care of your damn demons.
Yeah.
Because the thing that will motivate you is the thing that can also destroy you.
Yeah, he's a dark side man.
Yeah, man. That shit is
crazy. You know what else happened? This is kind of gross.
Uh-oh.
She said that he had forced her to eat another girl's vagina.
Okay.
And she threw up after.
Oh, damn.
So I'm like, did it stink? Like, what?
It just
sounds so.
That shit sounds
disgusting
crazy.
And crazy. So.
My God.
Yeah, it's in Rolling Stone if y'all want to see it.
Man.
So she's like 33 or 4 now, so she's older. So she's like
a grandma.
Oh, yeah, damn.
She a granny gone.
Damn. Damn. Now, Bree, what else is happening out here?
So.
Look at Bree not ready. Look at Bree.
I am ready. I just, you know, this story is really, really bothering because every week I have to bring it up.
Oh, damn.
Uh-oh, what's this?
About Miss Kanika Jenkins.
Which one? Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
The girl that ended
now?
Up in the freezer.
Right. What's happening
so,
with that?
So, pictures were released of her actually in the freezer.
Yeah. Oh,
and man. She looked extremely battered.
Yeah.
Her clothes were ripped off.
Yeah.
She had blood on her. There was blood on the floor. One of her shoes were missing. Her ankle actually looked broke.
Yeah.
She, like, her hair was all over the place. Okay. And the cause of death, what they proclaim is that, like I said, she took a drug and an alcohol that mixed together and it caused her to go comatose. In turn, she ended up in the freezer and froze to death.
You're trying to make it seem like an accident.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah. Like it was her own accident. You
right.
know, she did this to herself. But how do you draw that conclusion when this girl, when they, and then they released the pictures?
Well, yeah, that was crazy.
You should have kept the pictures. And it's just like, somebody has to.
What'd you drop?
I don't know, something. But somebody has to own up to the shit.
Yeah.
You know, they got to charge somebody with it. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, there's some real funny business going on with that. That shit is crazy. man, but the phone number, family, y'all try to call in. I want to get this line going. I thought I had the line straight, but you know how janky this shit can be over here sometimes. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Y'all call up. Let me know if you can get through. And in the meantime, you guys, we're going to be sending out the DVDs to the people who contributed on Indiegogo for 1804. And also, you will be able to, well, you can pre-order 1804 right now on Amazon. Go to Amazon, pre-order it right now, or go to 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. Layla, what else is happening out here?
I have a question, because this kind of goes with it. Definitely goes with this story. So, Chris Brown, he basically hired J-Lo to do one of his latest videos. So, he was saying that, now tell me if this is appropriate, because you know she's with A-Rod now.
Yeah.
I love Chris Brown.
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's so fine. Everybody know that's my baby daddy.
So fine. Yeah.
Man. Woo. Girl, stop. No, gosh. But, he was basically
cougars.
Saying.
Two cougars over here.
Two cougars.
Cougaring for little Chris Brown.
No. He's so cute and adorable. I'm working with him. Okay.
Yeah, he's a grown ass.
Calm down. He was basically saying when she got on set, he was really super nervous and he starts stiffening up, if you know what I mean. Stiffening
oh,
up.
Word?
Period.
Damn,
and then he was
saying J-Lo?
Yeah, then he went on an interview and was like, yeah, J-Lo need to come over here. He was on Angie Martinez's show and he did a recent interview and he was like, man, when I met her, like, I was starstruck. And he was like, I just, you know, I want to get her. Come over here, J-Lo. And then Angie Martinez was like, you do know she with A-Rod, right? And he was like, well, I'm sorry, man, but I still want her. Is it okay to be, like, thirsting over somebody that's taken publicly?
Yeah, but he was kind of making, he was doing it in good fun. He was just really complimenting her, like, well, she still got it. Like, you know.
She's 48.
Yeah, she still, you know, she, well, Puerto Rican chick, she got it.
Yeah, no, 48. She killing 28-year-olds. She's
yeah.
killing like
she got
crazy.
That paper. She got that paper to maintain like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she make it look easy too.
You did?
Because
the average 48-year-old Puerto Rican don't look like that. They look like Luis Guzman.
You silly as
so
hell.
She's killing the game just on that.
Yeah.
You dig? So she's fly.
She got the A-Rod glow too.
Yeah.
A-Rod doing something.
Yeah. She be vampiring these niggas, boy. J-Lo be getting with these young niggas and, you know.
Is he younger than her?
Yeah, I think he is. Ain't he younger than her?
He's like late 30s.
Yeah. She
like
gets,
38,
oh, 39. Really?
Yeah, J-Lo gets the young
damn,
niggas.
Damn, I didn't even know he was that young.
Yeah.
You gonna call him young. Wait, how old is she again?
She's 48.
Yeah.
That ain't that young. At
no,
that age,
but if he's late 30s, that's a good 10 years.
Yeah. But it's still, like, once you up there, it's like.
Yeah, I guess it's cool.
Yeah, I ain't mad at J-Lo. Mm, I ain't mad at A-Rod.
Yeah, J-Lo steal that thing,
she
boy.
Is. She got it popping.
Since Jenny on the Block,
she
look exactly the same from back
really
then.
Does.
Yes, she does.
Who can say that? Well, Janet.
Yeah.
Well, they got money.
Oh, like, yeah, that money. That
and Toni
money.
Braxton ass don't age either.
I know. That money makes you, and Jada Pinkett, she looks good. All these people
let's
look
hurry
good.
And get this money,
Jada
girl.
Jada Pinkett's in that last movie. I saw it. I saw a little bit. I was like, uh-oh, Jada.
A little crack. A little crack of the black.
She did look old.
I was like, damn.
Just a little
they
bit.
They got Jada.
I mean, not
her,
a lot.
Her and Queen Latifah a little bit.
No, don't talk.
Not Queen Latifah.
Yeah, watch the movie again.
I'm going to look at it again. Queen Latifah pretty much looks
she
the
got
same.
She got that little, it's a little crack. One little crack. But she's like, once you see it, it like break your heart. Like, damn, I'm getting older. Because you know, if they getting older, you getting older.
Man, hold on. Let me see if this works. Come on, phone. Come through, phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? God damn it.
Y'all call Tariq Sale. Let me give you his number.
Something.
This 818.
Shit never be working.
Yeah, call Tariq. 492. Call Bree's phone.
No, don't call my phone.
It'd be like, hell yeah.
You got to call Tyrone. Ain't nobody.
My God.
Come on, phone line.
Come on with the phone line.
I got
line.
An idea for the phone line.
What's the phone?
I can't even tell you on the air.
We need to brainstorm.
We got to brainstorm. Bree be coming up with some good fucking ideas at the last
Layla
minute.
Layla do too.
After she eats.
Layla do when she throws a bunch of bullshit out.
One of them catch though.
Yeah. Layla throws out like 20 ideas and one of them. She throws out all the Renum spoons ideas, and then she'll say some shit that makes some sense.
And you'll be like, finally.
I know.
We got it.
Yes.
It take a couple tries, but you know, one of them going to catch.
Man. All right, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, you know what's kind of interesting?
Yes.
What if you order something? Because y'all all order stuff from Amazon, right?
I do that all the time.
Yeah, right? I love Amazon.
I love Amazon.
Love it, right?
That shit coming 24 hours.
Hell yeah.
It be there before you hit purchase.
Isn't that crazy?
I'll be ordering soap.
Yeah, all types of shit, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I am not going to Target when I got
Speaking of this, did y'all, you know they have that thing where like let's say you're out of washing powder, right?
Yeah.
It's a little button you press. And then Amazon automatically orders it once you press that button. Do y'all hear about that?
I think that it's like an automatic refill like thing.
Yeah, but if you're like, oh my God, I'm out of washing powder. It's a washing powder button. You put it on your washing machine. You press it. And then Amazon will automatically mail. You ain't got to go too much.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Y'all didn't see that?
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, it's buttons. They have them for everything. They have them for like gross, whatever.
That's too much.
I have to look into it because Layla be getting information wrong.
No, this is 100.
It'll be some hard.
My brothers just showed it. They like literally showed it to me. I was like, that's crazy. But I thought it was too crazy because it's like a whole bunch of little buttons. So I'm like, who wants to deal with all these little buttons everywhere? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a button for washing powder. It's a button for this.
Yeah,
it's
a like whole computer in your house.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But that's not what I was going to talk about.
What were you going to talk about?
I was talking about how these people had ordered some crates from, some storage bins from Amazon. And guess what they got instead?
What'd they get?
65 Bricks. Pounds of weed.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? Look.
Wow.
65 pounds of weed. A Florida couple still wondering what happened to their plastic storage bins they ordered from Amazon.
And they would be complaining about it.
Oh my God, I want my freaking storage bins, people.
Oh my God, drugs. Hey, fuck.
And they turned it in, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, niggas would be like, I know, they would have flipped the shit
out of that. I'm telling you. I don't even know shit about flipping. I would have flipped that shit like a new house.
Nigga.
65 pounds. It looks like some good weed, dude.
It sure do.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, that's what happened through Amazon. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Somebody trying to sneak some shit across.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Somebody tried to do a little whammy.
Somebody going to investigate Amazon.
Yeah. Man. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Did y'all see Miss Cardi B broke up with her with Offset?
For 2 seconds, and weren't they back in the strip club with money? Yeah,
they broke up for 22 seconds, guys. Literally. So I saw the story. Like, I was online as soon as the story broke. So I'm like, oh, shit. Tommy out. Cardi done left Offset.
Oh,
it's finna go down. And then the memes about Mona pulling up to the jail, like, with a check waiting on him and his script, like, Tommy was good. But I was pressed for this story because it was, like, in the back of my mind. Like, you know, Tommy is out. Cardi B is not finna stay with Offset with this when this thing get out. And 25 seconds later, she was like, I didn't eat today. I had a Snickers. I'm back to normal. You know, we good now.
Hilarious.
But, like, it just made me really think about, like, how many times do you break up in a real relationship? Like, how many times have you broken up in one of your serious relationships?
That's crazy.
Did you and your wife break up a lot before y'all got married?
Never.
So y'all never broke up?
Never. Hell no. No, Lord.
Have I ever broke up and got back together with somebody?
In one of your long relationships? We did it all the time.
You know, not really, because honestly, when I'm kind of, when I check out, I check out. That's my problem. Like, I love hard, but when I check out hard. You would never hear from me again.
Now, speaking of the Love and Hip Hop crowd, did y'all heard about that shit with Hazel Lee?
Yes.
That slick shit she said, she was like, the other cast members are hating on her because she's light skinned. Yep.
Oh, that's what she said.
She put a post. I didn't hear that part. Girl, she put a post of all girls that are our colors.
Yeah.
What? Well,
them black several bitches, different. Yep, yeah. Several did like seven different chicks that ain't probably half of them ain't probably ever said shit to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all black bitches is mad because my skin is yellow. Yeah. I ain't asked for this. This is the way God made me. Don't be jealous. Don't be hating. And she came for the gay community. Yeah. Y'all saw that?
Well, that's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That. They got on her ass about that. That's when she started losing little endorsements that she had.
She did. She lost it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoe dazzle.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Good and gone.
Damn.
Her little tacky ass.
Yeah. Oh, I seen her in Starbucks one day. This was like last summer. Oh, that ass.
Oh man.
Terrible.
Oh man.
She had some Daisy Dukes, and then, I mean, it looked like a. She looked like she has the implants, though.
Okay.
It don't even look like the injections, the one that look good.
Like the pad.
It looks so effing bad, man.
Not the pad.
She looks so bad.
She looked bad in the face. The face enough. I can't even get past there. I don't even forget what the hell her body looked like.
But ain't nobody worried about your.
No, but yeah, they that's her right. And her what is his name? Her Burgundy dude. Rose.
Yeah,
I heard Rose he gay. Burgundy.
Yeah, they said that.
They said he gay.
Yeah, but he was screaming. He talking about fuck all gay people die or some shit. Fire.
That's a cover up, girl.
Yeah. But like, damn, you had to go to that extreme.
I be feeling like people sometimes that may be gay, they go hard on the people that you know because they're insecure about it.
Yeah,
maybe you know.
That's crazy, man.
Somebody call us.
I know. Shit. I'm trying to see what's popping. What's up this
phone line?
Come
on, nigger nerd. I was calling Tariq a nigger nerd today. Because he's a low key nigger nerd.
Y'all miss him with his glasses on.
When he be having his glasses on, looking all sophisticated and stuff. Yeah.
I just can't see.
Your old ass nigger nerd.
I'm old, not nigger nerd. Shit.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all better help me when I come in this bitch looking like Ray Charles.
You will be okay,
man,
sir.
Man. But yeah, y'all try to call in this phone line. Let's see. Bang, 818-850-5404. Y'all give us some suggestions on how to get our phone line working correctly.
I have a suggestion. I ain't going to say it right now.
We're going to talk on air. But next week, this year's going to be fixed. No matter what. I'm going to get some kind of alternative or something to get this phone line intact because I'm tired of it messing up.
I got one for you, but I ain't gonna tell you right now.
We're gonna talk about that. We'll talk about that. We're gonna watch some Rent of Spoons. It's some shit. I gotta hear this.
It's gonna be good.
I gotta hear this. What else is happening? Bree, what's happening out here?
Did we talk about Gabrielle Union last week?
No, about the
her eating.
We did not talk about. No. Yeah, okay, we didn't talk. So, that just happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah, because I'm like, last week she was in the news about saying she got raped, and then this week she's in the news.
Please tell me the story. I kind of vaguely heard it.
Yes.
Please tell me this.
So she was on Sway in the Morning, and they were talking about.
Go ahead. Have you said to me?
What would they were?
Because I'm not doing it. I'm not. That's a line I'm not going to cross. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. She was talking this way. They were talking about things to do sexually. Some things in her book. Hold on. Let me see if I can actually get the interview up. Hold on one second.
This is starting to make more sense to me now, though.
Yeah.
How sprung he be acting.
Yes.
I'm like, why the fuck?
And them little ass shorts.
I'm like, what's she be doing? She's like, baby. But she's also, I'm going to go back to the age thing. She's like 10 years older than him.
Yeah.
And when you're older, you just experience more. And
I mean, I'm here for the older women.
I'm just saying, like, the older women be having these young dudes like going crazy because they ain't have experience.
You gotta do something.
But that's not advice I'm taking from.
No,
her.
I'm not. That advice I'm not gonna take. But I gotta hear.
He still ain't even said it.
Hold on. I'm trying.
You trying to get the interview?
Very one sided. And while you know, a lot of people, a lot of women do enjoy, you know, providing for fellatio. For sure, there needs to be some cunnilingus, same time. Or
that means eating pussy, by the way, guys. For the
wait, what does that mean?
Cunnilingus. That means eating pussy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Layla, where you been?
I didn't know that. What is it called again?
Cunnilingus.
Wow, this is new. This is interesting.
Yeah. That's the technical name for eating pussy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the technical name for sucking dick is fellatio.
Oh, I knew that one.
Yeah, I know you know that. She knew that one. Oh, I know that.
She's like,
yes.
Oh, definitely that one.
I got an A on that one.
Y'all are stupid.
Or not, or directly after or before. And I said, you know, and then ask him to eat your ass.
You did say that in the book.
I did. Yeah. And that's how we got to teach these kids. You got to really get them young and say, look, if you're going to be just offering blowjobs willy-nilly, there should be, you know, some pleasure that you experience in return.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
it's
yeah.
only fair.
So if she gives the guy a blowjob, he goes down on her, she eats his ass. I mean, he eats her ass. Then does that mean she has to eat the man's butt?
I mean, if we're talking about, you know, equal time here, reciprocity.
Guys really aren't, at least the ones I know, aren't really into this.
That's what they say. That's what they're saying. So oh, it's not what's happening.
How old were you when you first ate a butt?
But then they changed the subject. Okay.
Yeah.
So Gabby implied that, you know, she does a little munching.
And she put her people on blast a little bit.
Yeah, put her dude in like
that's what they say.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So the with the side eye.
So the implication is that D Wade is getting that salad tossed.
Well, who was before D Wade? Who was she?
Who was she with before D Wade?
Was it ever Will Smith? Am I?
No.
That was Bad Boys. I'm thinking about. Okay.
Yeah.
About a movie.
Oh damn.
And it was brother and sister in the movie.
I know.
No, she wasn't. They was messing around.
Oh, they were.
Will Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about.
Who was your family in the chat room? Who was she dating before D Wade?
Because I feel like did she really just put her husband on blast like that?
Yeah,
boy?
Yeah.
I don't think I even heard.
That's
her.
What they say.
She's been single for a long time though.
Before him,
she's always been single.
Yeah, that's true.
She's always been single.
Yeah,
that we know of.
But she's gonna make that relationship work by any means necessary.
I do.
He had a
do. Women really eat? Can you ask the chat room if you guys eat ass? I'm like.
So if you were with a guy, if y'all were with a guy,
I need to know because
if y'all were the guy of your dreams, he's that dude, and y'all wanted to experiment, and he cleansed himself. Would you give him a little licking back there, Layla?
No, I'm not doing that. Bring. I don't think he's gonna want to do that either.
I'm not doing it because it's gonna make me lose respect for you as a man.
I don't want to.
I don't want
things.
You peeling your ass open for me to lick it. I don't want your legs kicked up. I don't want you in the dog.
You don't want to have him in the buck.
No.
With his legs.
No, none of that. I don't. God, there's you have to get in a certain position to get your ass ate.
Do you like your ass ate?
I love it. I love it and don't mind it. But ain't no but. I love it.
But is the operative word. You like a nigga scatting in that ass. He's just getting his scat on all up in that.
I'm a scat man.
Heady ass.
Oh my god.
Layla, hey y'all. Okay, chat room.
Oh. Yeah,
Layla don't do shit.
I know.
Okay?
Layla,
I am just
goody fucking two shoes.
We know Layla mom. We know you.
I
watching.
Know mom watching. I know Layla. No.
Layla didn't got her butt licked a time or two. Let me just put that out there. I wasn't there, but
I didn't ask for it though. I did not ask.
Oh,
for
it. Just an accidental ass licking.
Yeah,
that happened before.
I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
Now that's on you. What you want to do with your mouth? That's on you.
Yeah. I ain't licking no ass though. I'm
you're
sorry.
Just laying there all innocently looking
and, like,
at TV.
And, yeah, I'm just like
watching Netflix and all of a sudden there was a little tickling.
That's exactly what happens, Reed.
Netflix and eating. Okay.
That
all right.
Like,
all right, let's see.
Tariq. So let's Tariq.
Yes. Ask me. Yes.
So
at what age did you begin
ass? What age did you start this ass licking thing?
I haven't transitioned to that part of the game.
Damn!
I
have not licked
ass. Your wife,
ass.
Dog?
She ain't into that.
Yeah, he's older, though.
Yeah, I'm old school.
Older guy. Yeah, older guys be like, never mind.
I know, I feel like these younger guys be so, like, extra.
They with all the shit.
Yeah. I'm like, remember, like, back
in the
day?
They fuck around and be bisexual and all type
weird.
Of shit.
Remember back in the day when we were in high school and then, like, the thought of a guy, like, remember guys just like, I don't do that. I don't eat that.
Nah, they weren't even eating pussy in them back in high school.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah, they didn't start eating pussy and sucking dick till, like, 95. Right around Tupac died. And that's when we started eating pussy and sucking dick. I know. People like, fuck it. We just got to do what we need to do. Life is short. They didn't know what to do. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, niggas that started eating pussy until Atlanta started popping, you know, and Freaknik and all that shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, when Freaknik.
I was too young for Freaknik.
Oh my God.
Damn, Tariq, you need to start Freaknik again.
No,
you out the game.
Hell no. Hell no. So Fox News can blame me for the debauchery. Shit. My God.
I got grease all on the table.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's use this shit to wax this motherfucker off a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, please. Yeah,
get a little shine on it.
Grease all on the table.
Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Oh, my God.
Let me get my phone going. He put me on blast, y'all. He put me on blast.
Oh, man.
Anybody on the phone? Hold on.
Yo, what's up, Tariq? Finally. This is Reggie from New Jersey.
Reggie from Jersey. We finally got this damn phone line working, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I just been tell you that you should embrace the ball look. Rock the Floyd Mayweather cut. It don't look bad, brother.
Oh, my God. Oh, listen, Layla shitting on me on the low.
No,
yeah,
great,
man, it doesn't work for me. It I don't like the way it looked. Man, my head, I look like Caillou, that little cartoon boy, man.
It's like he left the lining darker than the rest of your hair.
Hey, Tariq, you're lucky you still got your hairline. My shit's going, so I kind of embraced the ball look. And I got a big ass apple head.
Oh, damn.
You know, at least you still got your line.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cool. I need hair. You know what I'm saying? I value my hairline. I come from a nice lineage of cool hairline. So I like to get my hairline looking crisp. But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. All right, let's see who else is on this thing.
I ain't licking no booty.
What's up? Who's calling? Oh, wait. Merge call. No, I don't want a merge call. Hold on. Hello? That didn't work. Okay.
Hello. You saying hello like old ass man. At the
hello, hello, baby. Hello.
Yellow.
It's Johnny Ray.
No
TV All right. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are working on and off. I don't know why it does that, but I'm going to fix this shit. I'm going to fix this. We're going to have to get a new phone line in here or something. Bree, what else is up?
Get one of them roll downs.
I know.
So have you guys heard of New Television Network?
What's that?
There's a new... Okay, it's spelled NU, but there's a new television network out. And I want to say I can't find...
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
I can't find anywhere where it says it's a black television network, but I'm almost 100% guaranteed it's a black television network.
Why? So what makes you think it's black owned?
So they have the shows that are currently on this television network. One is called Threesome.
Okay.
The other is called Love is Blind. The third is called City of Dreams. The fourth is called DC Yuppies. And... Oh. It's a bunch of black people doing a lot of bad acting. A lot of bad acting.
Wow.
But the flip side of that is they are doing it. It's black people. I don't know if it's 100% black owned, but it's black people. They're doing it. They have a TV show. And I think we need to support or at least try.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's how BET started. Yeah. BET started real low budget.
They did.
It was real low budget. I remember when it really first started, they would show like it was only a handful of black music videos at the time. I know they would show old Prince videos over and over again. So, it starts low budget. But BET was low budget for a long fucking time
until
they got themselves together.
Yeah, so I think we need to support.
Let's pitch our show to them.
Yeah, I know,
Show.
Yeah, new TV. I'm looking that up now. New TV network. Let me see who's...
Maybe we can get a good deal since they're new.
Something. I can't wait till y'all see the pilot, by the way. We're working. The pilot is being edited now.
Can't wait.
New TV. I'm looking at new TV network. I'm trying to see if they reached out to me before. This sounds like one of these folks who reached out to me before. I'm looking at their website.
It's on Roku and Google Play or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like, I think it's like on like... like if you get an Xbox and they got all those different channels.
Yeah, because I'm like, what is Roku? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to look into that and see what's popping with that.
Yeah.
Shout out to New TV. Hope y'all get y'all programming game
in
order.
Are they going to be on Spectrum? Like what cable network?
Girl.
That I don't know.
Oh. I don't know, but they got work. You know, they got shows. They got episodes. But
interesting.
That's what's up. Now, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Since we're talking about reality shows, I just got to tell you how much the Kardashians, like, I be wanting them to go away, but they just won't. just effing go away. Like, they just...
Yeah, they ain't going nowhere.
They kept saying that they were going to cancel Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, I was like, yes. Not that I'm... No. It's just annoying. Like, I don't watch... I guess I really don't watch that much TV anymore. But they have a new deal where they... with E, where they're doing 5 more seasons. So if you guys want to see that,
yeah.
And for $150 million.
God damn.
So them reality shows is, let's get this reality show money, Tariq. Yeah.
Well, they get all that money because they white. You know, that whiteness.
So we ain't gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, we can do it, but I mean, shit, the money they get, you got to monetize outside of the show.
Right.
That's the thing. They get that off the show.
That's
That's before their endorsements. So
crazy. $150 million.
Hey. They get it in, and there was a picture of Kris Jenner sitting back, looking bad and bougie, flossing. But yeah, they get them out. I'm not mad at them. Let them get their money. I'm not mad at those Negroes that's laying up under them. Get y'all money too, niggas.
Yeah,
y'all stop being in the sunken place, and y'all start finessing these damn deals, messing with these chicks. You dig? At least Ray J finessed it as much as he could, Now he's dealing with the Love and Hip Hop crowd, and that's, you know, that money ain't that long on Love and Hip Hop, but you got to know how to monetize that stuff and learn how to finesse the game, like Cardi B. People talk shit about Cardi B, but I respect her grind because she used that to get her name out there. Now she has a number one single, so she finessed it. So we can't be mad at her as far as that. You did. You got to learn how to finesse these things and use these television appearances as basically commercials for other shit. That's how you got to look at it. You don't want to be the motherfucker on these shows and then you walking around the club with 8 bodyguards and shades. Fuck all that, nigga. Use that shit as a commercial to monetize some shit you got popping. That's how you got to work the game. Bree, what else is happening out here?
The Diva Therese.
Oh, Lord. What does Tyrese do this time?
Tyrese the Diva is back in the news. But this is such a sad story. So I don't know if you guys heard about Tyrese's daughter being in under his parental control. I guess, you know, she was at his house for the weekend or, you know, whatever time he had her. And she went home and her butt was beaten so bad that it was hard for her to sit down on.
Really?
It. Yeah.
Wait,
she
who
had
did that?
I don't know. I don't know. But that story is what came out, and the mom got a restraining order against him and wanted full custody. So they've been going through this court battle case, all, you know, for as long as it's been going on. so the case, they're going to court like very soon, either today, I don't know, like sometime very soon.
Yeah.
So Therese flies a banner over the little girl's school that says, "Daddy loves you."
Extra as hell, man. This dude, he's extra as shit, man.
And it apparently made the little girl cry. Like, she was extremely frightened by it.
The Lord.
And the mom is like, he is he's going against their restraining
order. Do we think that he beat her butt? Did he do it? Did his new wife do it? Like,
that's the part I don't know.
Nobody knows, but Tyrese, he's so extra with shit. I don't know what's going on with dude. He seems very off. There's something off about Tyrese. And I saw something where he was talking about he bought a home for his mother because his mother was off drugs or something like that.
Yep.
And that kind of explains a little bit the kind of upbringing dude might have had that makes him, you know, just so extra and so on the bullshit. Just like we had Claudia Jordan in, and she was talking about how she's real good friends with Ginuwine and Tank. And how Tyrese was on the bullshit and just kind of fucked the group up. He was on that shit. So it's something going on personally with dude. And he's bickering with The Rock. I mean, there's a reason nobody's getting along with this nigga.
Right.
You dig? There's something going on with him. Everybody ain't fucked up. The common denominator is this dude. So hopefully my man can get his shit right. Because something is definitely off. Something is going on with this dude. Somebody knew him, said he's low-key gay. I ain't saying that about the dude.
Oh, damn.
Niggas always put that. Maybe that nigga be sucking dicks.
He's confused by his identity.
Like, man.
Y'all are so crazy.
And then it's like, I wonder if, you know, because I know women that personally, like, have an issue with not being in a man's, they baby daddy's life, or mad at the girl that he's chosen over them and will feed shit into their kids' heads.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Happen. Yeah. So it's like, what side is it on? Like, you know, Tyrese, he do seem disturbed as of late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, you just really never know.
Yeah. My man. Hope he get it together. I hope he get it together.
Yeah, man. For the sake of the kid. Like, exactly. Forget everything else.
Man.
How old is she?
I feel like 8.
Oh, she's 8.
Let me see. Mm. Oh, 10.
Okay,
she's
a big
10
girl.
Years old.
And that's with the white chick, right?
Norma.
Yeah, that's her name?
Singer turned actor. Yeah. Okay. Norma.
She's white?
Yeah, the baby mom is white. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, well, the little girl looks mixed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Speaking of trolls and stuff and people that are talking, did you see what Kevin Hart did to one of his trolls?
Yeah, he put the dude's picture up, right?
Look how he look.
Yeah, some old dusty looking nigga. Some dusty looking ass nigga.
That's always the dude that be like, them thought ass holes that's with Tariq. Y'all some thoughts.
Yeah, and it's always some nigga with some struggle braids.
Always.
You know.
He got pretty eyes though.
Weed infested lips.
Yep.
He old ass shirts.
Horrible.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's always
old ass shirts. Yup, that is exactly.
Yeah, no.
My man got on that 1992 ass cardigan.
Yeah, you know, got on a Nelly Bocal suit. Some shit ain't nobody fuck with since 2001.
You know,
it never fails. It never fails. It's always those ones.
Those are the biggest fucking haters projecting their shit on the other folks. That's why, yeah, you don't get mad at these troll ass niggas.
I ain't get mad at that.
I know.
You can't. It's hilarious.
You cannot get mad at these troll niggas. Let's see. Come on, phone line. But come through with
they
it.
Want they
Tariq said people was asking about us in London.
Yes, they were. What's
They're
up?
Like,
anybody? Hello? Hello? God damn it. All right, but go ahead. Yeah, in London, a lot of folks were asking about you guys.
We told you this.
We said, yes. Tariq was like, y'all, hells ain't going nowhere.
Just y'all joking. Can't go. I'm not paying for you, motherfucker. So, go ahead and get it out your head.
No, he said he wasn't going to be there long. But
yeah, because
time.
I didn't really get to do anything. I just went there, got there, got a fucked up haircut, then went to the venue, and that was it.
And you got that fucked up haircut done, huh?
Yeah, my God. And plus, shout out to the promoters. The promoters are good, but they got little fucking cars over there. Mm. The cars are like hella small, and we all got to pack up in these little cars. Dang.
Yo, so, tall ass.
I know, my ass.
6'5".
My feet dangling all out the window and shit. I'm like, God damn, nigga, give me a damn croissant while I'm
driving. I knew they was going to be asking about us.
Oh,
because they be on online or whatever.
Oh, yeah, hey, yeah. Where's Bri and Layla?
Bri and Layla.
Oh, they're coming next time.
Like, sweet. Love the accent. So,
but yeah, we got to go out there. We all got to go out there. For an event, and we got to do something on the road. We got to do like Ism Radio Live.
Oh, yes, that'll be dope. Some people do that. Yes, we should do that. That'll be fun.
Especially like all the places the people like really call from.
Oh yeah,
like North Carolina, back alley ass cities that people.
I know.
A lot of New York people though.
Yeah,
tuning in.
A lot of New Yorkers. A lot of New Yorkers. A lot of people in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
True. Yeah.
And Alabama.
Yes, indeed. What's up, Ola? Ola in the room. Shout out to Ola.
This heat got me drained, man. If I feel drained, if I make
you want another fig bar back there?
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I think I ate the last fig bar.
Man.
It's 104 outside, people.
Yeah, I know it's hot as hell out here, man.
Hot.
It is hot as shit out here.
I currently have napkins under my breast.
God damn.
It's that fucking hot, guys.
Damn, see?
Lord, you got tit pads.
Yes, I should invent that.
I know.
Some sweat catchers. Yeah.
Hilarious.
This makes me happy to have my little boy breasts right now.
Lord. I swear, bitch. I wish we could buck chest and then I have yours.
My little boy breasts.
Please. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Kyra Black from Tulsa, Oklahoma. What's good?
My man, how you doing, sir? From Tulsa? Funny.
I'm doing good. Now, I got one question. I'm going to make it quick because I know how you don't like nobody being long-winded.
Yes.
Now, the thing about it is, it's like we always, you know what I'm saying, throwing R. Kelly under the bus for whatever reason. But I got one good question. How young is too young? Now, my rule is this. Your age divided by 2 and add 7. Now, what do you think about that?
Just as long as the motherfucker ain't underage. Whereas that's the thing. As long as they ain't underage, shit. As long as it's not illegal to fuck with them.
That's exactly
that's too much math, bro.
You know, I don't do all that math, exactly.
I was like, add the 1, carry the 2.
I ain't about to get a calculator when you meet somebody. Like, shit. How do you, let me see. Divide a 2.
I'm just saying, because like in Oklahoma, believe it or not, the law for sexual consent is 16. So you have a brother that's like, you know what I'm saying, 35. you know what I'm saying, pulling up at the picnic with a 17-year-old. Everybody side-eyed him like, what the fuck?
Oh, damn. I just say, man, long as it's not illegal, you dig? For men or women, you deal with somebody, long as it's not illegal. Like, if there's a lady out there who's a MILF, because you got women out here fucking with teachers, I mean, students. Teachers fucking with these kids, you know, all the time, all over the place. So make sure the motherfucker's of age. That's all it is, because
I would say the safe bet, as long as they can go to the liquor store, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Thank you for the call.
Baby, bring me back a bottle of Hennessy.
Oh, shit. Not the hen dog. My God. All right, man. Thank you for the call, brother.
Okay. Well, all right. No doubt.
We got all types of shit going on in here.
Whatever happened to that dude in the BMW? He just, like, left. He just, he just never got out.
Yeah. Shout out to Carl, the promoter down in Miami. He said there's a screening of 1804 this Thursday down in Fort Lauderdale. It's sold out, but people are still calling for tickets. I think Carl might try to pack y'all in there. Carl gonna get every dollar possible. He gonna bring in some extra fucking chairs to get y'all in there. So y'all go to 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what's up.
And holler at Carl, the promoter, down there.
I'm surprised you didn't do one in Atlanta. I'm surprised you didn't go to Atlanta.
I know. The Atlanta one was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I had to be in Baltimore Thursday. Oh, I would have went to. Yeah, I would have went to Atlanta. I still kind of want to go down there and do something.
Let's do it. Look, I know. See me. Let's.
We might. Well, no, you. Layla be talking shit. And be like, let's do it. And then when it's time to do it, oh, my foot hurt. I had walked up some stairs. And tripped over my bundles.
Yeah, Layla be bagging out of shit.
I know. Layla talk
she
all that shit.
She be sliding out like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. She be moonwalking her ass up out the shit. But I might be in D.C. Because of Rock Newman. The Rock Newman Show, they want me to come out there to talk about the movie. So in a couple of weeks, I might be in Washington, D.C. So I keep you guys posted on that.
Can we go? I never been to D.C.
I've never been to Chocolate City.
Free over there laughing.
Please.
I never been. I heard Chocolate City. It's a lot of black folks.
Washington, D.C. is the shit. I love D.C.
Never been. Seriously.
Oh, we got to go.
D.C. is nice.
I'm co-signing now.
Lord.
Don't y'all want to see us, D.C.?
What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Come on, phone line. Hello. Let's try this one. Hello. Come on, phone line.
Damn.
One more time. All right, what's up? Hello.
I feel like I be hearing somebody on.
I know. No, sound like too. They be trying to say something. They be struggling. Yeah, we got to get. I'm gonna get this phone.
I wonder why it's half fast working, half not. Like, I don't. It's weird.
That's weird as hell, man. There's something here with the connection. I don't know what that is, but it's gonna be fixed by next week. I'm going to have to find some kind of alternative to get this thing cracking, because I want to hear what the folks have to say to the family.
Yeah, because you still ain't got the real feedback from the movie.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody been able to call in.
Exactly. Let me try calling.
You don't do it.
I'm going to try calling the number. Hold on 1 second.
I'm telling you, give them your cell phone number. It's
hell
going
no.
down.
Give them your cell phone number.
And just change your number.
Oh, hell no.
You guys know about Sideline, though, right?
What's that?
Sideline is an app where it's a different number, but it still rings to your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And Google, it's a fake number.
Yeah, Google does that same thing.
Yeah, Sideline. So you have to give people your real number.
Sideline.
I got to do something.
I give people my real number and block their ass.
Yeah, I give people my real number. I ain't got
so?
Yeah.
Man. I don't want you to call me. Bye.
Man.
Hey, you blocked me before, bitch.
No, that was so by mistake.
Why'd you block her?
It was by mistake. And I was like, Layla, you're not answering my text messages. And she was like, I'm not getting them.
Hilarious.
And she's like, oh, I accidentally had you unblocked. She's probably mad when I'm blocking that hoe.
Lord. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Does anybody care about Nick Cannon not using Instagram for his personal shenanigans anymore. You hear about that?
I heard about that. Why doesn't he want to use his personal info or just what does he mean by personal
Okay, this
stuff?
Is what like, he was saying. He said, we all are kind of a little addicted to Instagram, which I agree with that.
I'm like, he make a lot of sense.
He
though.
Is making a lot of sense. Yeah. He said, when we share pictures on Instagram, they own them at that point.
Right.
Which
that
is true.
That is true.
It's they own your shit. Once you post it, it's theirs, right? So he doesn't want to, he feels like the only way you should be posting is if it's benefiting you financially. So now he's only posting stuff that's business related. Like if it has anything to do with his personal life, he's going to keep that to himself and use Instagram as a tool to make money.
Okay.
So that's basically what he was saying. He was just trying to say he had an epiphany because he was just posting and he said he was wasting his time. He felt like he was wasting time because he got too addicted to it. And he said he wasn't making money off of it, which makes sense. Wow. I was like, dang, okay.
Wow. He opened his eyes to what these young motherfuckers is doing. Like, yeah, that's it.
Right.
And they were monetizing shit.
Yeah, they jumped in on it early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and
that's
I feel that. That's why, you know, I post on there like once a day, maybe that, but I don't do too much posting. I don't. You know, they be trying to get me to post, you know, stories and all that shit. And that's very limited because, you know, I'm not trying to post myself eating breakfast. And, you know, all
I'm
that.
I'm like that, too. I'm kind of private. Like,
I am.
Private. You're a Sagittarius. You know, Cancers are kind of private, too, actually. Y'all
I don't care for all this Instagram shit. I do it for the fans. And, you know, I do it for the people.
Yeah.
Every now and then I do it for myself. Yeah. But I ain't. I could give a damn.
Yeah. I do it, too, because I feel like I need to do it. But if we didn't have it, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, it's really a thought platform, you know. Motherfuckers be thoughting it up and using any excuse to thought. It's thirst trapping. You be drinking a soda, thoughting, posing.
Put the soda in your,
all that old bullshit with your ass. Yeah, with your ass all to the camera. Talking about, bless these people out here in Afghanistan. What's your ass got to do with fucking Afghanistan? Like, shit. Pray for Paris and your titty is out. What the fuck is you talking about?
But it's like, what are people going to take pictures of? Like, what? Everybody take pictures of themselves. Like,
I know.
Got your pussy, best part your pussy spread open. Talking about, donate to Puerto Rico.
Lord. Where are those pictures? I would like to see those.
They do be on there, though.
Thotting it up for charity.
That's why I just started posting pictures of myself more recently. I used to post a lot of videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'll post more. I'll mix it up.
Yeah, because people, especially like being on the radio, people want to know and see you. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't really see us.
Yeah.
So that whole
thing. We look different on here, guys.
Yeah,
people like even when we were at the premiere, like damn, look, you look different in person. Like
they was talking about that different ass dress you had on. Bitch, can nobody see?
I know.
They was like, wait a minute, oh my god.
They were like all up in that crack.
I don't know, cause we always sitting down.
I know.
Yeah,
they can't stand.
And they don't even understand the sluggish just going on up in here. I don't understand. I just be trying to tell y'all.
Oh please, I know you're not talking.
Shit.
Slugging them big old boulders.
No, when you can see those, I can't sit on these motherfuckers.
Lord. Yeah, you're showing them the cash and prizes. My lord.
Stupid.
Anyway, we're going to have to get up out of here in a moment. I wish this phone. We got to get this phone. We're going to get this phone line cracking next week.
Today.
I'm about to give him 20 ideas after we get off the air, guys.
We're going to get this shit fixed today. We're going to get it fixed today. I wish y'all can call in. What you eating over there, Bree?
Nothing. I felt like Sarah. Like,
No. Tyreek, you want some of my granola?
That's so crazy. You sound so much like her.
I know. You got that shit down. People be saying that to me too when they see me. They be like, man, Tariq be having that down, man. That's hilarious.
Man, people be talking shit about old girl. They were talking shit in the UK. Like, I'm so glad she's gone. Oh my God.
Damn, she had a worldwide.
She had a worldwide hate.
Damn.
International hate.
Damn.
My God.
Horrible. I'm so glad she's gone.
More power to her.
Yes. And her modeling career. Go, girl.
Power to the.
I saw some of your recent work.
Oh God.
Do that shit.
Oh God, man. But so the reality show, man, we gotta I can't wait till you guys see the pilot, man. This shit is very good.
I'm
it's
scared.
Very funny.
I wanna see us dance.
Oh yeah, that shit was funny.
Stilettos and heels scene.
And Brie went on a date. That was funny. That was funny.
What else did you see? Did you?
Like, I saw most of it. I saw the raw footage. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of the raw footage, and I was giving notes to the editor. So it looks good. It looks very good. Mm. The stuff looks real
it
good.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so mad though. I'm not a part of this production. I want to see it all too.
Oh, me too, because I'm scared. Like, I hate the way I look on camera. I have a thing about.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
I look like shit. Could you do filters?
I just want to listen to it.
Could you do filters on camera?
I don't know if they can do filters. You know, I think they can do color correction.
Yeah, do some color correction on my shit.
That will take care of little blemishes. Because, you know, there's some scenes I'm looking like I'm sweaty and blemished.
Yeah. So. First of all, I don't even remember seeing you shoot one thing.
You was.
Except for when we.
The studio.
This nigga back there coaching.
Yes. At the recording studio, I did that. At the premiere, we did that. What else did I? We shot the stuff in here where we're talking. Oh. We shot the stuff in the auditions.
I don't feel like you had enough camera time.
Me neither. He was bossing us around and shit.
I know. Go on, get on camera, anime. Do that part. Sing it louder.
So, yeah, it looks good. The stuff looks hella good, man. Anyway, y'all go to 1804movie.com to get information about the movie 1804. The DVD is going to be ready in a couple of days. Layla, what is your Instagram?
It's Miss Layla Lopez. So that's MSLAILALOPEC.
And Bree, what is your Instagram?
I'm at Chloe B. Her. It's CHLOEBHER.
And that's it.
You
had a pregnant pause. There's some more information there. What y'all doing this weekend? What y'all got up this week?
What are we doing? I was supposed to go to Vegas, but I'm not going.
How come you ain't going?
I decided not. I backed out. You know, like I always
you
do.
You backing out. Exactly.
Oh, back out Betty. I'll be happy. I ain't doing. I don't know. I'm playing by ear. Maybe we can go skating, guys. You lying asses.
Your ass is lying.
You were lying.
She fell into the abyss.
I know.
Asked us to go skating and fall into
and
the
then
gym.
Disappear somewhere.
Yeah. Every time.
All the time.
I'll be disappearing to the bed.
Please.
Sleeping.
All right, y'all hit me up on Instagram, Tariq Elite. Tariq Elite, and on Twitter, Tariq Nasheed. I will holler at you guys later.